It's the Kathy and Lee Show on nytalkradio.net with Catherine Ann Burns and Lee Crizzo. Featuring crazy spoof interviews with everyone from Donnie Jr., Joe Biden, Titsy Quarantino to Rashid from the Church of the Spiritually Unspiritual. Tune in and laugh your butt off.
Hey, everybody. We are back. Welcome to the Kathy and Lee Show right here on nytalkradio.net. And here's Kathy.
Catherine Ann Burns. Hi.
And Lee
Crizzo.
Good
to be back. And Lee Crizzo. We're all ready to kick it up a notch again here in the cold country of good old Barryville.
Barryville, New York.
Everybody should take a swing by one of these days.
Definitely. Just pass by DNR and you will be, you know, that's the gas station up here next door to us, and you'll be staying here a while.
Yeah, you'll be pleasantly surprised. So how are things going, Lee?
Well, things are going good. I hear they had a, well, I mean, I hear, I know, they had an election here in Barryville.
They did?
Yes, well, here in Barryville, the Eldred area.
I you know, I've moved to Pennsylvania, and I'm sorry I didn't pay enough attention to what was going down here in B-Town. So,
yeah. Well, apparently it's a tie with our neighbor here down the street, Johnny.
The Stick-It, Johnny, yeah, love Johnny.
At the Stick-It to you end, right?
Stick-It to you. Yeah.
No, we're just kidding. We love everybody. And yes, he was running for town supervisor.
Yes, I did hear that.
And the person who's the current supervisor shows how I keep up with politics. Whose name escapes me, or did he escape? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Well, guess what? It's a tie.
It's a tie. So what's that, like, have to, like, go back and do it all over again?
Well,
it has to be a recount?
It's almost a tie. I mean, Johnny, to stick it in, is a few votes behind, but there were 90 votes that were mail-in votes, and they didn't count them. They were supposed to count them, and now they postponed counting them.
This tricky politics.
Yeah.
It sounds like exactly what happened in the last election for presidency.
Exactly.
A lot of sticky politics going on.
Well, we're supposed to know the results, I think, by the next week or so.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to hear what happens.
Yes. Well, they...
I like Johnny, so I'm partial to him winning, and I think they've done great things to help Barryville out and change up the town a bit and do some good stuff here.
Right. He's pro bringing some new life into the town.
They've been great with the farmers market. I mean, they've stepped it up a notch, in my opinion.
And for the longest time, and well, just us here with the where we are, the radio station, and what I'm doing here, kind of the old guard of the town just wants to keep everything exactly the same. And there's not that I'm for big, super big development, but the point is we're losing businesses. There are no jobs up here to speak of, and you have to do something to be a little bit pro small business up here
and productive. The town's got to still be productive. The town has to keep growing and making money to keep the town alive. You know,
exactly.
So you know the tourism and everything that's brought up to this area, as much as I don't love it all the time because it gets to be a little overwhelming, we need it. It brings business for all of us, so it's, we have to encourage it as much as sometimes we don't want them to develop it too much, which I hope they don't. I hope they don't tear down all the trees, but we still need some of it. So,
well, there are two things we do need in this town.
Yeah.
A Chinese restaurant.
There you go.
And a Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we had the Mexicans next door. Well, they weren't actually Mexicans, but
no, they were pretending, but they went back to the border to get
They wore sombreros. So, I mean, I gave them that much, but yeah, they weren't real good with the Mexican flair. Yeah. I hear they're somewhere else now though, or going to be somewhere else possibly.
That's what I heard.
I know the rumors. Don't you love the
rumors
in Beeville? And we get to head down here in Barrytown.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Barryville.
Hey, I see somebody pulling up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they stopping at DNR? Are they?
He stopped in front of DNR. Oh, no.
Oh,
what? No.
Why? I don't see him yet.
I thought we saw the last of him last week.
We said sayonara. Now, oh, my God,
it's Donnie.
Donnie's back. I don't believe it.
Wait a minute. He's getting out of his car. He's looking at his tire.
Flat tires.
Yeah. Uh-oh. He went.
Come on.
He's kind of yelling.
Let's get him over. Let's get him
over. He's yelling, but wait a minute. No, but now he's smiling, and he's walking.
Hey, I'm going to get him. Donnie. Donnie. Hey. Come on. Donnie, come on in. Donnie.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Johnny.
I'm back. I don't know what's the matter, though, with this town. What is it? Are the streets paved with nails and tacks and glass?
Well, you know, they have trouble with keeping up with the money to keep the streets clean.
I don't know. Well, anyway, I got stuck here in front of DNR again.
Yeah, they're very helpful.
They love me. You know, last week they fixed my tire for nothing. They love my dad.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I believe they're supporters, definitely.
This week he's not doing it for nothing, but he said he'd do it for half price.
There you go. Got you back. We're here again. And it's so nice to see you, though. How are things going?
It's good to be back, maybe. Well, in truth, my dad sent me back up here. He said there's some unfinished business.
Oh, really?
He said, yeah, you got to do this for the TO, Trump Organization.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, he said there's some guy in town here wearing a turban. His name is Rashidi.
He's a friend of ours, Rashid.
Yeah,
he's from the church.
Yeah, he's like trying to raise money to buy the whole town or start a Dunkin' Donuts. My dad says this.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, there's something going on. He said he heard he's trying to buy the town, and my dad says, why can't we buy the town?
Wow. I'm a little shocked right now.
Why can't we take this in? He says, the first step for him to be president again, you start buying towns.
The small towns.
Yeah. And if they don't vote for you, you evict them. You close them down.
You close down the whole town.
That's the way to go.
Well, I'm a little confused then, because the River Market there has been closed down. So you guys had something to do with that, or did you buy that up?
No. Actually, I heard, this is a rumor, that there's new people who bought this old place. What do you call it? The River Market?
It used to be Oakers back in the day.
Yeah. Well, I heard that somebody bought it, and they're going to sell food, and they're going to have entertainment. I heard that somebody wanted to open a burlesque theater.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's the same people, though.
Oh, okay, because we're interested in all types
of
entertainment.
Well, you're interested in burlesque. I know that. Well, at least Daddy is, anyway. I don't know about you. You might go, I'm not sure which way you flip, but...
Well, I flipped the right way.
You do? You flipped the right way?
Everything
heads
right.
Up?
Everything right.
Yeah, everything right. Everything to the right.
It's got to be to the
Everything to the right, of course. So now what's this? I want to hear more about this unfinished business, though. What's going on? We have something here in Barryville that we got to take care of for you here in P-Town.
It's the unfinished business, he said, is that he thinks it's a good opportunity to maybe buy up as much as we can in the town.
Oh, exactly. That's the unfinished.
Let's face it. You see what's happening in New York City. The place is falling apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are leaving like rats on a sinking ship. Where do you think they're going to come?
We saw an influx here during this COVID thing.
Yeah, well, they might be coming up here. And Daddy, he says, listen, just check it out. We can do a lot of things up here. It's a little town. We can control it. It's like a pilot program. And you know what he said? He said, if I do a good job here...
You might get another one?
I could be town supervisor. Oh, I could be mayor.
Really?
Or what? Actually, he said it differently.
That's so funny, though. We just had the supervisor election. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard about that. It's going to be a tie.
It's a tie right now.
I'm going to break the tie. I'm going to take over.
Just like that. It's just that simple.
Listen, as my daddy says... Money talks, nobody walks. except if you stop in front of DNR down the street. Then you may be walking for a while.
Well, if you want to buy stuff up here, I know maybe when Lee comes back and you can chat with Lee, because I'm sure Lee's got a couple of properties. He'd be more than happy to sell you.
Well, sounds good, because I'm buying.
You got money.
I got cash
on hand?
Well, monopoly money.
Oh, great.
We only believe in monopolies.
So, Daddy didn't send you with no cash?
Well, Daddy says always, OPM, other people's money.
Oh, okay.
That's what you got to do.
So you're going to take a loan from the Wayne Bank?
No, not the Wayne Bank. You know, we've been dealing with the Deutsche Bank for a long time.
Oh, the Deutsches.
Yeah, we know where the bodies are buried, as they say. So we can get the loan. And, we have a friend. I think he was on your show, Boris.
Yeah.
Boris Putin, Vlad's brother.
Yeah.
He always seems to find a way to come up with the cash to help us out.
Vlad sends him to Siberia sometimes, though. He digs up money, or
that's the old days, Now he just goes to the Kremlin. He takes a couple of suitcases, and everything's okay.
A bottle of vodka. He's good to go. So Donnie, so you're going to buy up the town, and we're going to turn this into kind of like a TO headquarters, possibly?
It's going to be T.O. City.
T.O. City.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, we figured we could do that.
Well, I think you're coming to a great area for Trump supporters. I definitely know that
oh,
there's
Oh, yeah, they love my dad up here.
Yeah,
so that's
love
what,
him.
That's what he keeps
love
telling
him.
Me. He said, they love me up here.
Love him.
Although I saw, you know, we were doing some scouting here,
right.
During the election.
Yeah, yeah.
And we saw a fair amount of, I hate to say it, but... Pinko signs.
Pinkos.
Pinkos. The Pinkos.
Oh, the Pinkos, yeah.
Biden, Pinkos. AOC, Pinkos.
Really? Oh,
yeah, the signs, voting for them.
Really?
We got a few, you know, we have a few people who we deal with, like our friend Guido. Yeah, he came up here, he pulled those signs
out. Yeah, he knows how to get rid of the signs. He knows how to get rid of a lot more than signs.
Well, he put a few messages, broke a few windows, rocks through, bricks through the windows, you know. Now it's all... signs that go the right way.
Yeah. Everything to the right. That's what we do here. Yes. Keep it right. We keep it right.
We
in,
keep it
in
you
Beeville.
Keep it right. Yeah.
So Donnie, it's been it's always nice to see you coming through town. I think you just kind of go off on little excursions and you seem to navigate here because it is a beautiful town. You have to
admit. It is. And you know, I'm really the front man because you know, my daddy didn't want to send Eric up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know Eric, he's a little sheltered.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you say he puts his foot in his mouth, and he's kind of, you know, we kind of keep him out of sight.
Under wraps.
Yeah, so it's me.
He's like a basement child? He's a kid that lives in the basement or something?
Well, we just kind of keep him under wraps.
He doesn't get a penthouse, we know that.
No. I got the penthouse. I got a penthouse. I'm okay, you know.
Your penthouse.
I'm back in Daddy's graces.
You're doing his bidding, so you must be.
That's the truth.
You know, you let him down sometimes. You have to. I think everybody lets him down.
Well,
basically.
You know what they say, you know, shh, happens.
Yeah.
Can't say it on radio.
Yeah,
you know, you can't say effing and shit happens. You can't say that on radio.
Well, then watch out. You're going to have to wash your mouth out with soap.
Well, from the Trump hotels, of course.
Of course. Because you make it. It's your own brand.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything you buy for your hotels, just you buy from yourself and you profit off of it, basically.
Yeah, we have a good deal with China.
right. And they make all your ties.
Yeah, well, you know, they make the, they didn't want to tell everybody, but, you know, we've been giving out the hats, you know, the Trump.
Make America
great again. Yeah, you know, we got a good deal. We make them in China.
I think you got to make them a little taller this time, though. Like, make them like a little stack hat. You know, where they stand up a little bit more.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because I think you can put more logo if you raise that hat up, like 6, maybe 7, 8 inches, raise that hat up, you know, and then give you gives you a little more.
Give you more stature and we can charge more for it.
Exactly, and you get more advertising space. You know,
Perfect.
You can throw in a couple of other extra little logos up there
good,
or something.
Good thought there, Kathy. You want to work for the T.O.?
I'm great with the marketing. I have great ideas with the marketing. You know, I've been trying to do the marketing. So, you know, it's just an idea. Just tossing it out there.
Well, listen, it was nice stopping by. It looks like I can see out the window. The tire on my car is ready. I see Don over there. Don and Ron, they're, you know, they're waving at me to come over. You know, they love me.
They love your money.
Yeah. Well, What's it all about? Money?
Yeah,
you remember that song.
Everybody's gotta have the money.
We're in the money.
Here we are. Look at us in the money.
I want money.
So I wish I'd have known this years ago. I would have sold you my house here in Barryville. But
years ago, you know? I might not have been in the position. But now, you know, I got a position of power.
When you got Monopoly money.
Hey, you know it. Well, listen, you know,
Will you come back and see us again?
I'll come back and see you anytime you want.
Awesome.
Hey, and who knows? Maybe next time I'll own the radio station.
Talk to Lee.
Okay. Well, we'll have a few words with him, and we might get him to you know, sign the little piece of paper that says it's ours. And then, hey, we'll say all the right things.
On the T.O. Radio Show.
Yes. Well, Kathy.
It's been great seeing you.
Same here.
All right.
Toodaloo.
Have a safe trip home. Tell Daddy we said hi.
All right. Bye.
Ciao. Oh, man, I love when we get these people stopping in town. It's, I tell you, Lee, you need to talk to him about buying this place. He's definitely got some money.
If he's got
some
the cash. If he's got the cash, Lee's running.
Running to him, yeah.
Running to him, yeah.
Well, you know, you got to watch out. I think they make their own money, so.
Could be.
Yeah, you got to be careful with the...
How about maybe I'll say, don't pay me in cash.
Hold it up to the light.
Right.
You know, put the marker through it.
Gold.
Yeah.
14 karat gold.
Yeah. Take it right out of their teeth.
Yeah, give me the gold bars.
The Willy Wonka bars.
Well, if they ever put him in jail, it'll probably be behind gold bars.
Yeah, it'll have to be. He'll have to have the only gold bars and the gold throne.
Yeah, that's the only way you keep him in.
Yeah. There's got to be a way to keep him in.
Oh,
I don't know. So, you know, it's been not as busy here now that it's getting chilly. You know, things kind of die down here
really
in Barrieville.
Slowed down.
You know, it's kind of, you know, we've got our season and that's that. We were lucky enough, we got to see Brad Hollywood was in.
Yeah.
And that was nice to see him.
It was good to see
him. And he was telling us about his friend out there, I thought. Mm-hmm. Some chick he'd done some work with.
T.T. Quarantino.
That's
who it was.
Yeah.
I think he went by TQ
or...
Oh, TQ,
or
yeah.
TDQ or something like that. T.T.
Yeah, she was a very big girl.
A big girl.
In the right places.
Well, yeah, but I think he had mentioned doing some work with her and that maybe they had something going on back east here at some point.
Yeah.
So I don't know, we'll have to get in touch with Brad and see if they're coming around these days.
I kind of see this.
Is that Donnie Slimmer? Are they coming back?
No. This girl you're talking about, she's like, she has a sweater on.
Yeah.
And it looks like
she did some of the sweater jobs, I believe.
Looks like somebody you were describing. I think she's coming this way.
Let's see if we can get her attention.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah. Come on in. Yeah, come on in. You don't have to knock on the door. Don't worry.
It's okay.
Have a seat. We want to talk to you right here on.
I got the address there from Brad.
Oh. Oh, well, welcome. Welcome to the radio station.
Yeah, you know Brad Hollywood.
I do know Brad Hollywood.
Yeah, I got the address from him, so is this the right place?
This is the right place.
Well, what's going on here?
Well, we're doing a radio show.
What kind of show are you doing?
Well, we're talking about things in Barrieville and the people here.
Barrieville.
And you look like a very interesting person. You live in Barrieville?
No. I'm from...
Where are you from?
California. I live in California.
Oh, California. You're California girl.
Well, not originally. You know, I'm not from California. I migrated there from Jersey.
Yeah, you sound like... I could tell the Jersey talk.
No, I've been trying to get rid of that accent for years. The Jersey.
I guess you might have to keep trying.
I'll work on it. Yeah. I'm not really a radio personality, though. I'm more like a screen.
So what are you doing in this part of the world?
Looking
here?
For Brad. I was looking for Brad Hollywood.
Brad. Oh. Well, Brad, you know, he is, his headquarters is Hollywood. That's his name.
But he was telling me he was doing work back this way.
He was. He was coming.
He said he had a gig for me, and I haven't worked in a little while because, the business kind of shut down a little bit.
Well, Brad should be in later, but let's talk about your business.
Well, my business, out there in Hollywood, I worked for a long time out there.
What type of work?
Well, I was, a body double.
Oh.
Yeah.
Body double.
Yeah. TQ.
TQ.
TT.
TT.
They hired me for my body, basically.
In other words, your special attributes.
Parts of the physique here, there's some of them, celebrity actresses, they don't like to show stuff.
Things don't stack up.
They don't show them because they don't look that good, Come on, let's face it. That's why they hired me, because I had the right
You have
stuff.
The right attributes, yes.
Well, I filled the sweater, though, I filled the sweater better.
Well, let me ask you this. Could we be privy to some of the people that you've substituted for?
Well, just think, the Kidman girl, Eyes Wide Shut, that one, she didn't show nothing.
Right.
That was not her.
She definitely had her eyes shut.
Some people did, but I didn't, you know. And, you know, a lot of stuff through the years. But what happened here with this freaking COVID thing, you know, shut everything down.
Yeah.
And nobody was, well, I wasn't getting anything. I had to keep these babies under wraps. And
you have to take care of them.
It's not fun, you know. Yeah. I mean, I'd start wearing bras and stuff like that. I mean, come on. That's not my line. It's not my deal. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing here on a radio show because I can't really show.
You can't show anything
on a radio show. I can't show. You know what I'm saying? And I've been trying to get out. I've been trying to come out for a while now, and it's not working.
Well,
for me.
I heard rumors. I don't know, I heard rumors that they are thinking of opening an adult entertainment theater here in this town.
Yeah, I was talking to Brad about that actually.
Oh, okay.
You call me TQ.
Okay, TQ.
TQ. All right. Titty Quarantino, you know, it's what happens. So TQ, I like TQ. So I was talking to Brad, and he said he might have some connections here.
Oh wow!
So there's a place up the road here that might work perfect.
Wait a minute, is that Brad down the street there?
He told me to meet him here.
He's coming this way.
He's on California time.
All right.
He's always on California time.
Hey, Brad.
Brad.
Doors open. Yeah.
Brad.
Come on in. Hey, listen.
I'm here.
Mr. Brad Hollywood, why don't you come in here and let me go to take a bathroom break here and take over the mic and talk to TQ.
TQ.
And tell her what's on your mind.
Right, Brad. I want to get this going.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? How you doing? This is Brad Hollywood right here in Barrieville, New York. The voice of Hollywood. The voice of the music business. The voice of the news. The voice that everybody needs. Mr. Brad Hollywood, that is me.
Yep.
See. And I welcome you to the Kathy and Lee show. Hey, they're both on a break, so I guess we're taking over the town here for a while. Hey, my friend, my good friend TQ, how are you doing?
Brad, I know you. I didn't know it was this kind of a show, though—a radio show. It's not my thing, radio.
Well,
I can't do my thing on radio, Brad. You know that.
But we are. You know, here's what we're going to do. In the future, we're going to have, it's going to be not just a radio show. You'll be able to see it because we're going to have cameras here.
Oh.
The only thing is, in the town here, we may have to not quite show everything totally exposed.
Oh, okay. Because I thought we were going to talk maybe a little bit about this burlesque thing.
You had
an idea.
I have been talking to the right people in town, the people in this town who say, you know, things have to change. We have to move forward in this town. And there is a piece of property that would be absolutely perfect for a burlesque house or adult theater, adult entertainment.
A dance club or something.
Yes.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I have it on good authority. Every politician in town will be there.
It's a good idea, I think.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like a town like this could use a little fun.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, the way it's set up right now, during the summer months, they have river rafting, and then they have river rafting, and then they have river rafting. And there's nothing else going on in the town. I mean, there's a few bars.
Right.
A few little places for entertainment, but there's... What happens?
Nothing fun and
what
exciting. Happens? Not like what we know how to do.
Right. Well, right. You can't go river rafting
after
7.
I get my cousin
7.
Nipley out here. We're going to be set. But now you're telling me there's restrictions? Like it's going to have to be tassels only or something?
Well, when we do it on camera, the show.
Tassels only.
Yeah, to start with.
Okay. All right.
But we'll move it.
Yeah.
But here in the town, we're going to have the burlesque theater for the show for the public, and then we're going to have the private
for the criminally insane.
Well, you said it.
Well,
I wouldn't put it quite that way. But
I know
the,
I've always
for the investors.
Brought out an interesting crowd, let's just say. But, I mean, I'll tell you what, Brad, I need to work. Because since the COVID thing hit and they stopped doing the filming in Hollywood, and it's like I got banished or banned or something. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if they found a younger girl with better... boobs or what?
Oh,
happened.
No way! You are the best.
I haven't.
Absolutely.
I've been in demand for years. Nobody's ever. They've never looked anywhere else. I mean, when I got to Hollywood, I had the biggest.
You were
set
the biggest and the best, and as far as Brad's concerned, you still are. But we have to move on sometimes, you know, to exciting new things in life. And I think this town here. would be the perfect situation for you.
Now, speaking of that, though, I can't be the only one, though. So we got some other girls in town, maybe, that can
Well, in town, I have to do some investigating,
okay.
But we can always bring in other talent.
I mean, I've heard there's some interesting ladies here in town.
Well, there are some nice ladies.
And I'm new, so I haven't gotten out to meet anybody yet. Where do you go when you want to meet people around here?
Well, that's a good question. Right now, you know, with what's going on in the country, it is a little difficult, but there's a couple of bars in the neighborhood. There's an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
And of course, the meeting hub, of this whole area, Peck Market.
Oh, the market, really?
The supermarket.
Really? The market. I don't know. I don't think I have as much fun at the market as I do at the bar.
Well, the bar is just up the street.
Okay, I think I'm going to hit the bar instead. Maybe I meet some people there.
Okay. Well, I hear there's some neighbors in the area here who could really show you what's happening in the town as far as bars.
I want to know what's really happening in the town. That's for sure. So I need work though, Brad. So when can we get this thing going? Because I need my puppies. These girls got to come out. They've been strapped down now for what? We're going on like almost 2 years with this COVID thing.
And you can't keep a good set down.
You can't, man. And when the time comes, the time to show says now.
Well, I'm going to march in up the street, the BVP Sports Bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's a place. That's one of the hot spots in town.
They got like a dance hall or something in there. Somewhere
well,
where we can spin around a little bit.
Food, entertainment, they have music. It's kind of the Las Vegas of Berryville.
Wow.
From what I understand. I'm going to take you up there.
I'm going to check
it
out.
And all eyes will be on you, and we'll just say, hey, TQ's going to audition today. You can whip them out, and I'm sure you'll be hired on the spot.
Well, I saw like a limo going as I was coming up. I saw a limo.
Oh, yes.
Is there maybe somebody rich here, investors that we can
come up with? That was my good friend. Even though we just met, my good friend, Donnie Trump Jr.
Oh,
yes, Donnie
wow.
Trump. And he is seriously thinking of investing in this town. And he, too, heard rumors about adult entertainment. So
they
I was just
love
talking
that
to
stuff.
Him.
Those, right. Those boys love
we
that.
We are going
that,
to. Have you seen?
Girl shows.
You know the movie It's a Wonderful Life, you know,
yeah.
Where they talked, where Mr. Potter owned the town and it was Pottersville.
Every time the bell rings, an angel gets her wings.
Well, it was more like if it turned out the other way, it would be Sin City.
Oh, right.
And that's what we're looking for. We want to make this into Pottersville.
Oh, I like it instead of Barryville.
Yeah, Pottersville. We may change the name. Of course, Donnie wants
to. We can have a girl on every corner instead of a chicken in every pot.
Exactly.
Wow.
And it
I
seems
like it.
Donnie Jr. said that he wants to call it Trumpville.
It's my kind of town. I think there's going to be a lot going on here.
I think so, too.
I'm excited to be in on this, the ground floor, as they say it, the ground
well,
floor.
Well, it looks more like a dirt floor, but...
well, you got to start somewhere, right?
True.
So, I'm hoping that we can get more people coming out. I got a couple other girls I can bring in eventually, if things get going. But I'm first. I mean, my girls are coming out. My puppy's been locked up too long now, and I need to get to work.
I think you're absolutely right. I've known you for a long time, and as you say, they do have to.
And you know how popular I was out there in Hollywood. So.
Well, yes, you were the best, absolute best.
I'm not going out without some recognition. You know, Hollywood, I don't know what, they forgot about me or something, I'm not sure what
Well,
happened.
You know, Hollywood, you're only as good as your last picture, your last appearance, that's just the way it is, but you've got talent, kid.
I do.
I always have faith in
I've
you.
I've always had talent, and it was talent, they stand on their own, they speak for themselves, the talent.
Right, maybe if you sing a few songs too,
well,
you know, a few dirty limericks.
I think I might have smoked too many cigarettes in my life, you know.
Well, don't worry about that. This town is a smoking town.
It is smoking.
It is.
You're going to be smoking when we get here.
You walk across the bridge there to Shohola, PA. People are buying cigarettes and cigars and everything like
right
that.
Right and left.
Under the sun because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'll buy you a couple of cartons, kid.
I can use them. So, all right, so we'll be getting on with this burlesque pretty soon, I'm hoping.
I'm hoping too.
And Brad, you're
I've got a few bucks riding on it.
Brad, you're my main man here, so just keep telling me when I need to show up and expose.
Okay, what are you doing tonight? You can show up in my place.
Well, yeah, give me the address.
Okay, all right. When we get off the air, I'll give you the address. Hey, everybody, it's been a pleasure for me, Brad Hollywood, being here.
Me too.
Yeah,
TQ.
And TQ, I guess we better turn it over to
Looking for us in the burlesque.
Right. Well, turn it back to Kathy and Lee. Hey, I want to thank you guys for letting us in and interviewing. Let me have the mic again, and of course my friend TQ, who you will be hearing and seeing, obviously, because you gotta see her. You just gotta. You'll be seeing a lot of her.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
Wow.
What about that?
That's a character, man. Oh my goodness, Lee.
We're lucky.
Where do we get him here in Batty,
I don't
though?
Know. We're lucking out.
Brad, man, he knows. He's got some. He knows people, Brad.
Yes. He's got. And have you noticed? He knows how to kind of manipulate things. He sees Donnie Jr. there. All of a sudden, they're best friends.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he knows how to get the money.
Yeah, he knows how to operate.
Yeah, the money talks and walks.
Yeah.
So. He was telling us about that. I didn't believe him about this TQ.
Right.
She's a character. Yeah,
she's something else. I'm not going to bring her. I'm not bringing her home to my mama.
Somebody's got to bring her home to mama.
Oh, well.
Wow. I'm excited to hear more about their burlesque idea and what's going on. I definitely can see that we need something a little more exciting happening here in town if we want to keep this tourism industry alive here in Barrieville.
Yeah, well, I think there's a lot going on, a lot going to happen.
And we're going to be part of it, right?
We are going to be in the middle of it. Well, apparently I heard that Donnie wants to buy me out, but I don't know if I want to...
You're not ready to sell?
I don't know if I want to sell the radio station to him.
Right.
I mean, I'll sell him the Lackawanna Bridge.
Yeah, because they'll turn this into the Trump radio time or something. It'll just become
24/7.
Right.
Yeah, 24/7, my dad said.
But... with TQ, with Quarantino Girl, though, I think that we could probably recommend a few nice ladies in town for the burlesque.
Yeah, who do you think?
You know, well, bat, we know who we're going with. Our neighbor here.
Oh, you're talking about your neighbor Jody?
Yeah, she could do a good show. She loves to dance.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Well, we'll hook her up with TQ.
I've heard they have a few lovely ladies at the Carriage House as well. I don't know if
really?
I know you don't really frequent the bar scene too much.
No, I've. You're not going to believe this. I've been here all these years, and I've never really frequented the Carriage House.
At all? Ever? Not once?
No, no. Actually, I think I went in there for a cup of coffee, which nobody does.
Shh, we're not going to tell anybody that.
Yeah.
Well, it's its own entity. Let's just describe it as such. Being as politically correct as I can.
Okay. So in other words, if you're lonely, go to the Carriage House.
If you're very lonely.
If you're feeling sad and lonely.
And you don't care about your pillow.
And you don't care. And COVID's not enough of a disease for you to get.
Yeah, you want to mix it up more, definitely. Well, Jody was working there. I don't know if she still is. She was working there over the summer at least. So I got to see the inside scoop a little bit on some of that. And let's just say very interesting.
Hmm. Okay.
But, you know, there's a lot to be said. There's a lot of fun times that can be had there if you know the right people.
True. I got to meet the right people.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to get out more, Lee.
I know.
I'd be happy to take you out, but then you'd only get in trouble.
Oh, okay. I certainly would get in trouble, and my life partner would not be too happy about it.
Yeah, you might not make it home on time.
Yeah. No, I mean, she wouldn't mind you taking me out, but if I came back home...
At a reasonable hour.
Yeah, I'm just saying it might not be exactly the time expected.
Yeah, I mean, I could get a note.
Yeah. Well, you had to miss class that day.
Yeah.
You're in another class with Catherine, Jody, and Karen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We're fun, though. I mean, we're not going to hurt you. if we send you out with TQ, that might be a different story.
Right,
I don't know what can happen there. We're gonna find out, because I definitely would like to get her back on the show. But yeah, I can see what she's saying, that she needs video.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a radio. Like, listen to her voice. She's not a radio personality, in my opinion. You know, I mean, it's definitely she's a visual.
Yes, a visual person.
But I'm excited to have her back and to find out more about what her and Brad are going to be up to with the burlesque.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
And you know what's good? If we have both of them on the show, we can take a break.
Yeah. Well, we can go out front and...
have a drink.
Yeah, well, yeah, a pan for money to pay for the show.
Exactly.
We can put up where they stop them in the middle of the road for the donation.
Right. Sounds good to me.
And then we can also be recruiting, because we're going to need some more burlesque dancers.
That's
right. I'm not saying they all have to be female, though, because, you know, we've had a change of guard, let's just say, in Barryville here, you know, with the stickets and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I could talk to Johnny down the street.
Right, I think that we can get
wins the election... you know, the sky is the limit.
I think so. You know? Is that what they say? The sky is the limit.
Then we can have the straight burlesque and the gay burlesque.
We can have
it all, the
combo. Right.
The whole deal.
I like when they get the hunters in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and get them to do a little, the hunting dancing.
Ah, primitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
with their crossbows strapped to their back.
Yeah.
That's what they're calling it these days.
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of old ex-Chippendale dancers around looking for a gig.
I bet. All we got to do is put it in that little paper, ad in the little paper, that little white paper that they have.
Oh, that is gone. Did you know that?
No, because that's where I think I initially found the radio show.
Oh,
I think was in the little paper.
It's a sad story.
Wow.
And actually, I'm a little miffed, because the lady who ran it forever was a nice, she was a really nice lady. Her name was Pat, you know, and she was in her late 80s.
And wow.
So, and she was working, and she had, you know, I mean, they were
still
doing a
doing
nice.
Still doing her little
she was,
paper.
They were still doing it.
In her late
80s. Yeah.
Wow.
And apparently she had a stroke.
Ah. Oh.
From what I understand.
Ah. Oh.
And all of a sudden, the place is closed up, and I know she had a daughter, and nobody would tell you anything. There was no way to find out. They didn't post anything and say, hey, my mom got sick or that. All of a sudden, it's closed down. There's no... You know, no.
They
paper.
Should have put
Nobody
out a last little paper and been like, hey, this is what happened, and people would have donated
to her. People loved her. People loved the little paper.
Totally loved it. Loved it all the time. Always got it at the market up there at the PEX.
And actually, if they would have sold it to somebody else, or even got somebody to take it over or work something out,
still be gone.
It was an important part of the town, the whole area.
It was.
And the heritage here.
It was, because it was really, and it was about this area, so it was really very central to us here.
Yeah. So I don't know if she's still around, or she passed, or
what.
And there's no way.
And nobody's given any info.
No. Now it's a bike shop. I talked to the guy who took it over. I said, do you know, it's like.
Where's the bike shop? Where's this?
Where the little paper used to be.
Which was where?
Oh, in Port Jervis on Jersey Avenue.
Oh, yeah, past the Erie.
Yeah, just past there.
Yes, mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about, where the bike shop is. I did not know that's where the location of the little paper was.
That's where the little paper was. And it's like nobody knows anything. You know, it's like when a government has a coup and all of a sudden you don't know anything about what was there before.
Right, it's just gone.
Yeah, gone.
Miraculously disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, that's very sad. I'm sorry. It's very sad to hear that. I did not know, and hadn't seen that little paper in a while. But again, I moved to Pennsylvania. I just moved over the river. I'm on the other side, on the light side.
You're on the other side of the world.
Yeah, this is the dark side over here. They call it the dark side. Yeah. That's the light side. I'm on the light side now. So I don't always come to this market anymore.
Oh,
the PEX. Because, you know, I'm a hop, skip, and a jump. I'm a hop, skip, and a jump from the old IGA in Lake Region, Hawley.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah,
you're familiar with that, I'm sure.
You know what happened last week?
You talk about, you know, change,
right,
and markets.
Yes.
In Montague, there's the ShopRite.
Yes.
I went to the ShopRite. It's not there.
Completely gone.
Completely gone.
Like the building gone or just the business
gone?
The
store. It's just like this big store everybody went to there. Well, I mean, it's like 2 weeks ago I went to the... I was at the ShopRite.
Oh, you mean down where the gas is cheap in Jersey right there.
Exactly.
Oh, I've heard. I've heard that they're moving...
No, they moved to Matamoros.
They took over the Kmart.
Yes.
What used to be the Kmart in Matamoros, correct.
But it's just not the same.
It's not.
Not the same.
It's not, because that was a... You need a grocery store there.
Yeah.
That's a big spot for
a grocery.
Well,
at the new store, I can't find... I don't know where everything is. It's different.
Yeah, well, it's just like Peck's, you know. It's gourmet now.
Hey, I got to tell you.
It's a gourmet.
You know, they keep talking about misinformation on the air, you know, the mainstream media. They said, oh, well, inflation, food prices have gone up 4%. I go to Peck's Market the other day, and three heads of romaine that I used to pay, the organic romaine, I used to pay $3.99 for. $8.99.
It's insane up there. I know.
Yeah.
It's you know, they're catering to the gourmet establishment a bit more there in Peck's because of the influx of people moving up here, and that's...
Well, not that many people up here.
Yeah.
That romaine's going to be rotting. I'm going to...
Exactly.
I'll be buying it and feeding it to my chickens.
Right. They'll be throwing it in the dumpster. It's very sad. No, I've noticed that. That definitely, you know, you have to shop around still. You know, there's still prices. But, inflation, the gas prices, everything that we...
what's with the gas prices? Election's over and gas prices are sky.
I don't know. That Don told us this is what was going to happen if we elected Biden, and America went for the Biden, and now look at where we are. Now everybody's complaining about gas prices and getting pissed off. So I say just don't go too many places. Just come to Barryville and come to the burlesque show.
Well, you know who's coming next week?
We'll charge you half price.
Right. No, you know who our guest is going to be next week?
No. Who we got?
I don't know why he contacted me.
Who?
Hunter Biden.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What's he been doing?
I don't know. He's selling art now or anything.
Oh, so
he's
not even helping with his dad? Like, he's not a part of the whole Biden organization?
Well, I hadn't heard anything. I guess we'll have to let him tell it.
We don't see as much of that as we did with the Trump kids and everything. And you know who else I'd like to get on if we can?
Who?
If you can get back in touch with the Jenner.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, they got a young one now, Kirby or something like that, named after a vacuum.
No kidding.
Yeah, like there's a vacuum Jenner, Kirby Jenner. Got a, I just caught a glimpse of it and was like, wow. If we can get in touch with Caitlin, maybe Caitlin and Kirby, or I don't know.
Yeah, maybe they're
buddies. I'd love to see Caitlin again. Oh,
yeah, we'll get Caitlin in.
Maybe Brad knows some of them and can help get a couple of them back on the show.
You know, he knows
everybody. I know he knows everybody.
I know
inside and out, I think.
Yes. Well, we'll tell I know how to do it. We'll say, "Hey Brad, if you can get Caitlin on or whoever you want,"
as long as he's part of it, exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't care if he gets paid. He just wants to be in front of the damn microphone.
Yeah, exactly. And, like a TQ wants to be in front of the damn camera. You can tell she's desperate.
They're both a pair.
Yeah. Oh, hers especially.
Yeah. Well, guess what? We've been having so much fun.
Is the time gone already?
It's time to wrap up the Kathy and Lee show here from the wonderful little town of Barryville, New York.
The hamlet of Barryville. Good old Beeville.
And maybe next week we'll find out, hopefully, the results of the election.
The election.
Hey, maybe I can get Johnny to come down.
Wow,
that'd
be awesome.
Maybe he could be a guest on the show.
We'd love to have him find out more about what's going to happen once he wins.
Yeah.
Because I'm going for him being the winner.
Even if he doesn't win, or
he still changes things up.
Yeah, we'll have him here. And
he'll like our the burlesque idea from Brad and TQ, I think.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to like the TQ show.
Well, as you know, in the time now where we have to be super, super politically correct,
right?
We ain't.
Yeah, why? I don't think anybody is anymore. We'll try not to get in too much trouble, though.
Yeah,
Lee.
But don't worry, we'll spread misinformation.
We'll to all of Barryville.
We'll be censored on Facebook and Twitter and
you know, a good censor here and there is not bad.
Yes.
Well, it's been great. I loved coming back, and we look forward to doing it again next week, we hope, and seeing who'd you say is coming again? I'm sorry.
Maybe Hunter.
Hunter Biden. Yeah. Find out about what's going on with his dad.
Yes. Oh, well, we'll see what
happens. Hunter and Donnie Jr. on the show together.
Yes, that could be interesting. Well, again, everybody, thanks for listening, and
have a great day out there.
And we'll see you, or hopefully you'll tune into us next show next week.
All right.
So from Kathy and Lee, take care.
Ciao.